So I want to talk about the Foundationalist program, which arose as a result of various crises that happened in analysis and in foundations in the 19th century. So in analysis, they had confused fundamental notions. In foundations, the very first codification of mathematics due to Frege turned out to be inconsistent. So this this created a very serious crisis, in the wake of which arose this idea of foundations, of giving a foundation or a grounding of the practice. So what does that mean? That means you have to specify a formal language, a proof concept, axioms, and at the time, the concept of semantics hadn't arisen yet, but nowadays, the foundational program would include specifying an exact semantics. So that was pursued by David Hilbert and his school very successfully. this massive reduction of mathematical discourse to an exact formalism or foundational formal system, as I call them. In 1931, this project was shown to be impossible. Gödel's theorems. Mathematics is incomplete, and secondly, it cannot prove its own consistency. So this was an important part of the Hilbert program, that mathematics is self-justifying. If there are worries about consistency, so remember there was an inconsistency in the very first axiomatization of mathematics. So the part of the Hilbert program was, well, okay, in order to kind of rule out or assuage worries about consistency, mathematics should be able to prove consistently and in a finitary fashion without making use of infinitary concepts. So it so that was the second thing that Gödel showed was impossible. You cannot prove the consistency of the system without making essential use of infinitary concepts. So this was 1931, kind of destroyed the foundational program as it was formulated by Hilbert and his school, and also by others who had conceptualized the problem in completely different ways. So the foundational program has continued. Again, worries about consistency arose. You can't solve that problem. So there is, some people might say, there is a problem living at the core of mathematics, that the possibility of inconsistency. So the foundational program continued. So now we turn to the mathematician's refusal. The foundational program and the idea of giving a grounding of the practice, philosophical discourse around notions of truth and existence in mathematics, infinitary concepts which are thought to cause the problem, all that discourse is ignored by the working mathematician. So they refuse this this issue of giving a global foundation. They go on as if none of these crises of the 19th century had ever happened. None of the remedies have ever penetrated the practice in any way. The mathematician has just kept on going without any of this penetrating the subject. So that's the mathematician's refusal, the refusal of a grounding